Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. Praise God. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. We have had some wonderful services in time past, and now we gear it up to go again to do what the Lord called us to do into the jails and prisons. Praise God. We have this powerful message talking about the power of the blood of Jesus. It adds on to repentance, asking the Lord to forgive you, water baptized, being baptized in water, justification, having peace. Now you ask the Lord to sanctify you through the blood. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Also, she'll be ministering later on in the broadcast. So, our broadcast is packed with good, powerful inspiration to, amen, encourage your hearts so much on today. So, tell your neighbor to tune in to today's broadcast. Praise God. Yes. It's ever time to seek the Lord. It is now. With so much violence going on in our world, in our cities, even in the Middle East, and over in Europe, with the Ukraine and Russia. I'm telling you, war is going on. Fighting is going on. People is upset with one another over their, amen, nationality. Or their, because they're, whether they are Palestine, or whether they are Jew. It's sad. But Jesus come to get hatred out your heart. He come to bring love in your heart. God made all nations by one blood. That's what he did. We are to supposed to love each other. That's what we want to need to do. It takes Christ to do that. Amen. Slavery is wrong. The way people treat people in slavery is wrong. God didn't mean for people to enslave another man, another woman, another boy, another girl. God wants people to be helpers of one another. Yes. The Lord wants people to have that love. And it takes Christ to do that. It takes Jesus to do that. And the world needs Jesus. That's what they need. I'm telling you, praise God. You can't go to heaven enslaving other people, holding them against their will. You can't go to heaven like that. The devil got that going on. Look at all of the kidnapping going on. Selling people into prostitution. All of that stuff is evil and wicked in the eyes of God. The Lord come to save people from sin so that you won't have to live no life like that and do such evil as things like that. Child molestation. All of that stuff is of the devil. When Christ come in you, he delivered you from all them sins of the flesh. Witchcraft. All of that stuff is of the devil. I'm telling you. And people need to understand, know that. The Lord come to cast that stuff out of you. Amen. And it takes the blood of Jesus to root that devil out. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's power in the blood. Praise God. And the Lord come to get it out your heart. That stuff bees in your heart. Amen. And Jesus come to root that thing out your heart. Amen. Let's hear a song from Brian Duncan talking about Into My Heart. Because Christ wants to come into your heart. Let's hear that song of praise before we go further into the broadcast. Praise God. Amen. From Amen, Brian Duncan. Praise the Lord. To get into your heart and get the devil out your head. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. And when the Lord get you on the inside, he will change your life and make your life brand new. I'm telling you, the Lord will do that.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Missionary Velvet, amen. You've been doing so wonderful. only broadcast all this month. I'm telling you, it's a great blessing. You, amen, be able to minister with me here on the broadcast. Amen. So right now it's in your hands to do what the Lord called you to do. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Jesus Christ. It is good to be with you to share a few words of inspiration. And it's an honor and it's a privilege because the Lord allowed us to come together once again. And as I thank him for being so good, and it's because God is good, and the songs that said everything good that happened to me, God did it. I mean, he wants good for each and every one of us. You're so much like Ella Holmes was saying, there's so much suffering and so much evil going on in the world, but the Lord is still in control. And we must believe in the power of Jesus Christ. And we must believe that there is a better place for all of us. God, we didn't come here to stay. That we're going to be here. Because like Ella Holmes is preaching, for us to get prepared so that when the Lord call our name, we can go back with him. That he can say, well done, that good and faithful servant, enter in the joy of the Lord. And the song that the Lord gave me recently is saying heaven, talking about heaven. Because heaven is a beautiful place. And Ella Holmes has a book out about the glimpse, the plan, a glimpse of plan the Lord has for his children. And that is heaven, that greatest reward that we can ever receive. And said, heaven, heaven, heaven is real. You must believe it. Heaven is real. Heaven, heaven, heaven. Heaven is real. You must believe it. It is where God Almighty in his Son Jesus reign. They are inviting you and I to share in the splendor. The invitation is open, but you must RSVP. You must RSVP. Cause heaven, heaven, heaven is real. Heaven is real. You must believe it. Heaven is real. You got to have all the rightful garment to enter into the gates. That's why Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, came to this world, took our sins upon his shoulder. So we must lay aside every weight and every sin, seeking the sincere milk of the word by letting Jesus come into our hearts to abide and rule there. Heaven, heaven, heaven is real. Heaven, heaven, heaven is real. You must believe it. Heaven is real. Sometimes in this world, it may seem so hard. You may be suffering. It seems like there is no relief to your situation. He said, great is your reward. Great is your reward, and that reward is heaven. Just think about it. Just think about it. One moment in God's kingdom, we'll pay for it all. And you will be no more suffering, no more pains. He will wipe away all your tears. Oh, just think about it. Just think about it. One moment in God's kingdom and all that you have dealt with in this present world is your greatest reward. He will take all your pain. He will take all your sickness. None of that you shall have in his kingdom. So heaven, heaven, heaven is real. You must believe it. Heaven is real. He will put on a white robe on you put a crown upon your head. And even stars that are so beautiful in your crown. And then you will walk around heaven, all day worshiping, praising him. And then he will have that most magnificent and beautiful mansion prepared for you with everything your heart desires. So heaven is real. You must believe it. You must believe it. It is your great reward. It is your great reward. So don't get discouraged when things are not going well for you. But stay under the will of God. Cause he promised you that great reward. It is heaven is for real. So you must allow Jesus Christ to come in abide and rule in your heart while you in this present world. Because heaven can only be your reward unless you receive him. So heaven is for real. And you must believe it. You must believe it. It is where God reigns in his son. They are inviting you to share in the splendor. The invitation is open, but you must RSVP. You must RSVP. You must accept the invitation. It is your choice. It is your choice. It is your decision to make. So to receive the invitation. Cause heaven is for real.
Praise the Lord. Let you know. Amen. Thank God for that wonderful, wonderful selection from my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Amen. Let you know heaven is for real.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
We are preaching for real because we're doing serious business for the Master here on the broadcast,
yes,
our
yes,
ministry.
To the Lord.
We're not playing games. We are telling you the truth, letting you know heaven is for real. It's for real. You got to face a God one day. Whether you save or not, you're going to face a God one day. Your life that you live here on this earth will be judged by God. The life we live here on this earth will be judged by God. So we must prepare ourselves if we want to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Jesus come to get us ready. I'm telling you, he come to get us ready. That's the reason why we repent of our sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Saying, Lord, you forgive me for my sin. I won't sin anymore.
Yes.
The Lord will forgive you. Now, the Lord wants you to stop sinning. Don't keep on praying that sinner's prayer every night. Because that's not giving up sin. You're just playing games. But the Lord wants you to stop. Water baptism is a testimony that you turning from your sins and start living for Jesus. That's what it is. A physical washing of the body. That you go now use your hands and your mouth to serve the Lord. No more cursing. No more lying. No more committing adultery. No more fornication. No more drinking booze. You're going to serve the Lord from now on. Amen. Following Jesus. That's what it is. Following Jesus. Jesus went to Calvary. The blood of Jesus will wash you and clean you up and root out that old Adam nature of sin so that you can be born again. I'm telling you. The 1 John 3:9, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in 1 John 3:9? Because people got to understand Jesus come to take sin out the sinner.
Amen.
And place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, to make us brand new. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen. 1 John 3:9.
And so he that said he is in the light, I saw 1 John 3:9.
Yeah.
And said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Whosoever born of God does not commit sin.
For his seed remaineth in him.
The seed, which is Jesus. Amen.
And he cannot sin.
He cannot sin.
Because he is born of God.
For he's born of God. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus come to fix it so we can be born of God. We be born of God, we live holy. We live right. Because the nature of Christ is in us. We don't go back and pick up the old things we put down. But the Lord come to fix it so we can live right. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Missionary Velvet. What did Paul say about the matter? In 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because people need to understand, Christ bring forth a change.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ,
if you be in Christ, if Christ be in you,
he is a new creature.
You're a new creature.
All things are passed away.
Now, all that old sinful life is passed away.
Behold, all things are become new.
You see the way he said all, not some things, but all things become new. When Christ clean you up, he change your life, takes sin out by the root, place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, cause you to be born again, brand new. And it's therefore, all things are passed away.
Right. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
Amen. All things are of God, who reconciles us unto us through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way to get to God. He's the only way to get to the Almighty. I'm telling you, Muhammad can't do it. Buddha can't do it. The Virgin Mary cannot do it. But Jesus, I said Jesus, is the only way to get to God. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. Praise God. Those of you that try, amen, Muhammad, and those of you that try, amen, these other religions, you're going to miss it. You heard me? But Jesus is the way. I know the devil don't like it, but it's the truth. Jesus is the only way to get to God. St. John 14:6. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet? It's St. John 14:6. Because people need to understand, you can't go to heaven going past Jesus, over top of Jesus, ignoring Jesus.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Jesus said, I am the way.
The truth.
And the life.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Y'all heard that, Bible? No man come to the Father but by me. There you know, in order to get to God, you must go through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the reason why I preach Jesus. I'm a Jesus man. You hear me? I lift up Jesus. Praise God. And in order for you to get to heaven, you must go through Jesus, because he's the door. Know what I'm saying? He's the door. Amen. St. John 10. And verse number seven, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say? People need to understand Jesus is the door. I'm telling you.
He is.
Amen. You can't go no other way but go through the door, which is Jesus Christ.
He said, I am the door.
Jesus said, I'm the door.
By me, if any man enter in,
he shall be saved.
And go in and go and out. And find pastor.
And let you know he will satisfy you. You'll be able to go in and out and find pastor. Jesus has what you need. If you need joy, he got joy. If you need a doctor, he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a financial advisor. Jesus is your all in all. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. People need Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to pick up another broadcast. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Praise God. Look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, you, Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them from drugs, alcohol. Lord, deliver them from cursing, from stealing. Lord, from all these terrible, evil things. Lord, clean them up. Set them free by your divine power. Praise God. Lord, I want you to go into the churches. Let revival break out in the churches. Let the preachers start preaching holiness. Let the preachers get saved. Let the members get saved. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and pray the songs that come to Jesus. He will save you, hallelujah. Come to Jesus. He will deliver you, hallelujah. Come to Jesus. He will make you whole, hallelujah. So you believe that message, that prayer out of homes that's gave us, hallelujah. You've been set free. It's that simple, hallelujah. You have a willing heart and you believe that Jesus can do it for you, and he will do it. And those behind prison bars and the homes, and I love you, we really do. We mean that from our heart, but Jesus loves you even more. Jesus is there for you, hallelujah. He has not forgotten you nor forsaken you. Even though family or friends may put you aside, but Jesus is there for you every second, every minute, every hour, and every day. Jesus is there for you. All he is doing is waiting for you to allow him to rule and abide in you. And you will have the peace that you need. Those in the free world, your prayers are part of our ministry. The Lord has a plan for you too. He can set you free. He can deliver you. He can provide for you in the same way. He has no respect of person. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. Let us believe that those words, that God is always there. And he never takes a break. Never get jaded. Never fall asleep on us. He is always watching out for you and I. But we got to allow him to take control. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself as we go into the jails and prisons, that the Lord may bless, amen, the minister of those that desire to be free, that want to be free. Amen. And praise God, we will pray for you. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. And those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man. I'm telling you, I love to live by the Word of God. Walk in the Word of God. And amen. And talk about Jesus. Praise God. Today's broadcast, the chaplain, William Owen, along with one of the companions, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train!